In this pop culture saturated world, what's a nerd to do?
Hang out with your good pals on Nerdy Show, that's what.
Our flagship podcast is a weekly celebration of the multifaceted D20 that is the modern nerd.
When we're not devising horrors that combine VR and spiders or taste testing weird food, we're discussing the latest geek happenings,
digging into our deepest nerd niches,
or interviewing a celebrity or two.
Head to nerdyshow.com or find us on iTunes and experience a multiverse of awesomeness.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and On the Street Egg proudly present No Borders, No Race, The World's J-Pop and Alternative Hotspot.
Bastards and wenches, welcome to episode 252 of No Borders, No Race, your J-pop and alternative hotspot. I am your king, Baby Doc Evan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. Is it weird that this summer has felt like it's been going both too fast and dragging its feet? With many things still shut down due to coronavirus, it's so hard these days to just fill up your time to make things go by quicker. Even playing video games or watching anime doesn't seem to get things going quicker, and yet an entire summer still finds a way to whisk on by in the blink of an eye. Maybe it's just me, or perhaps you yourselves have felt it yourself. In any case, this is certainly the summer where nothing has happened, and I hope it's the only summer in my lifetime where such an occurrence will, occur. Anyways, on today's episode of No Borders, No Race, the creator of Regular Show demonstrates the stress of still being hit parents in his new series, and Seth Rogen takes double duty in a surprising new film. Plus, on this week's A Bastard Soapbox, won't someone please think of the children? But first, as always, Nihon no minasan, mo ichido Nihongo yoyaku no mo hitotsu no edition ga yette kimashita. Justin Roiland の最新アニメーションソロオプシツは、リック・アンド・モーリーのスピンオフではありません。これは、古典的な家族向けホームコメディを再構したものです。面白くて、奇抜で、そして何よりも独創的です。それは素晴らしいので、ぜひ見てください。次に、Spotify の創設者であるダニエル・エクは時代錯誤だと思います。他の億万長者のストリーミングサイトの収容者も同様です。ミュージシャンはストリーミング作品に対してより良い支払いを受ける必要があります。彼らは毎年アルバムを作る必要はありません。創造的なプロセスを強制するのをやめてください。最後に、宇崎ちゃんは遊びたいというのは古い面もあるかもしれませんが、アニメコメディはとっても良きです。宇崎ちゃんと桜井さんの魔の序談は古い文々を新鮮に感じさせます。また、タイトルキャラはめちゃかわいい。彼女の愛らしさを否定しないでください。My thanks again to my teacher, Mikio Hattori-sensei. Remember, if you'd like to know more information on our cultural exchange initiative, please be sure to visit their website at ceinitiative.org. And for those interested in learning Japanese this fall, please be sure to check out showaboston.org and sign up for their 12-week online courses. With that out of the way, let's start today's playlist. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and would like to support these artists, you can find all of their music on CD Japan, Yes Asia, Amazon, Apple Music, Spotify, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record stores. We're starting off the show with a wild garage punk act that are well on their way to take Japan by storm. They are called Sakuron Zensen, and they're like stance punks crossed with the Michelle Gunn Elephant. Great mixture. Here's a little number from this year's I Am Sakuron Zensen, they like to call Taxi Man.
てが変わるよ。江戸教授のペットショップを壊しに行かなくちゃ。君の名前も僕の名前ももうとっくに忘れたよ。 Hey バイバイ、これでバイバイ。変な顔した人たち、路肩でくだまる石黒の遠い昔の伝説を君は一生知らないで、君は一生知らないで、ぶっ壊せペーショップ、ぶっ壊せペーショップ、ぶっ壊せ。飛ばすよ10億ダラサまで、今夜何かを始めよう。東京中のテレビション、ヘイエルミスを歌えよ。それがそれなら俺は俺だぜ、名前住むとこくだらない。バイバイ、これでバイバイ。プラスチックの歯ブラシ、高速道路を乗り換えて、俺はあの子を抱きしめたい。君も後ろに乗っていけよ、君も後ろに乗っていけよ。ぶっ壊せベーショップ、ぶっ壊せベーショップ、ぶっ壊せ。
困らせる私、ごめんなさいって後でつぶやくの。またまたどこにも行かないで、もっとここを離れずに、今は何でも何でも知りたいの。私は彼にただ夢中なの。
Margaret with Bunnies with Aiba Suki Suki. The Beat Girl would only release a couple of singles during her career in the late 60s and early 70s, but Bunnies would have a little more success with on-again, off-again frontman Takeshi Terauchi with a couple of hit albums before their split in 1971. J.G. Quintel's regular show stands out as probably the best Cartoon Network show of the 2010s. Its mixture of fantastical adventures, silly shenanigans, and relatable internal battles with one's 20-something pathway made it a trip that anyone can enjoy. Out of everything that aired during that era of Cartoon Network, Regular Show was the one series that spoke to me most, which you can hear more thoughts on that matter if you go back to episode 160, Hyakurokuju, of No Borders, No Race. It's a 4-year-old episode, but I think my thoughts have aged pretty okay. Now Quintel has returned with a new show in a similar vein as Regular Show, only for an older audience. Close Enough, which you can catch on HBO Max, follows the couple of Josh and Emily as they attempt to balance being parents to their daughter Candace and staying hip and trendy in an ever-changing world. Helping them out with that balance are their roommates Bridget and her ex-husband Alex, who also are dealing with their own problems of maturing in a world that's destined to make everyone fail. Like Regular Show, there's a huge emphasis on the wackiness of its premises, from having homeless British children helping Josh and Emily making a quilt, to a failed video game creation of Josh's coming to life to spark up his youth again. But it also deals with big life moments that many people deal with, like getting a vasectomy, or re-sparking one's romance when they feel some sort of passion is gone. It's all captured in that visual style that we've come to love and admire of Quintel's, one that makes it feel like you're watching a sort of continuation of Regular Show rather than something that's 100% fresh. Heck, there are even tiny nods to the first show hidden throughout its first season. But feeling more like a continuation isn't a bad thing. If anything, it feels like a very proper spinoff, one that has a sprinkling of the familiar mixed with a bunch of new ingredients to make it stand out from the original. If I was to compare it to another pairing, think of Close Enough as being the Frasier of Regular Show's Cheers, which, if I'm being honest, I love Frasier more than Cheers, and I can honestly see myself going this route with Close Enough. Most importantly, as someone in their 30s, I can relate a lot to Josh and Emily in the same way I relate to Mordecai and Rigby when I was in my 20s. Their problems and dilemmas are similar to what I go through. The difference is, I don't have armies of stripper clowns or robot tutors going rogue, thwarting my attempts at a stress-free life. And yes, it gets real out there when watching the show, with some very funny drug trips and insane solutions to crazy problems. Close Enough was a show that I've been waiting 4 years to hit TV, and its first season delivered everything I could ask for in a new J.G. Quintel show. If you have kids, then you'll obviously relate to Josh and Emily. If you're like me and still struggle with single life problems, then Alex and Bridget will certainly gel with you. Even though I just said earlier that Josh and Emily have things that I relate to, even though I don't have kids. But anyways, Close Enough is a must-watch show if you need to laugh your ass off. You can catch it on HBO Max with a second season just announced. And if you want to revisit Regular Show as well, it's on that streaming platform too. You know, I'm actually very happy with how HBO Max has been delivering its content. It's got a lot of great series from HBO's past, plus a plethora of shows from Cartoon Network and even Crunchyroll. I've even been using it more than Disney Plus these days. Just give me one thing, HBO Max, just a tiny little thing. Tales from the Crypt. I really want to watch that again if it pops on. Halloween's just 2 months away, and it would be really cool if you brought it to the streaming site around that time. Just saying. I might as well go back to some more music before I think of other shows that I'd like to see on HBO Max. Okay, we've got a new song from Anton Barbeau, who is about to release a double LP concept album about leaving your birthplace, seeing the world, and finding the true meaning of the word home. This is the title track from that record, due out this September. It's called Man Bird.
Your feathers, the knock years off your age.
Make you beautiful in ways you've never been before.
Man bird, you fly on an unseen every airport bar. You fly away, always returning, ever the faithful star. King Hall of Famer, member, Blue Soho, Wink It, Tamer, member, you fly on an unseen wire, member, flat heart fly a little higher, member.
Butterbeer, funnel cake, boysenberry. There's no food like theme park food. Eat the Magic is a YouTube series about theme park food in Southern California and maybe Florida. Eat the Magic is hosted by a childless millennial of real repute, Jared the Greek. Karens want him, Chad wants to be him, no bothers given. Tune into our show Eat the Magic on YouTube. See our Thirst for Dole Whip on Instagram at Eat the Magic. We'll see you real soon at the parks. Why? Because we like you.
So, Nekokami with Festival Yukitai from 2012's Judai de Dashitakata. They were supposed to play at this year's South by Southwest Festival, but 2020 has been canceled. Not much else I can report there. Anyways, here's a song from Monkey Magic, who you can currently hear at the end of the anime series Fruits Basket each week. From this year's Northview, this is I Need Your Love.
You could travel all over the world with me. I could show you the things that you've never seen. New Zealand and Sendai, the Rockies and Santorini. But my life isn't over, I still got more. I showed you a view from the south to the north. You think we covered everything, eh? I think it's time to travel to space. We haven't covered anything, eh? Cause it's all because of you that my dreams are coming true. You stole the show, the afterglow. Now my life won't be the same. Oh, my way down.
Show coming to you live from Tokyo, Japan, a year-end special, and I'll be with my good friend Evan Borgold, and you can tune into the Mike Rogers Show. We play Japanese music, Japanese pop, Japanese, and you can win a bazillion dollars on this show. I don't know how you can, but maybe, you know, if you listen to the show, maybe you can somehow, maybe buy a raffle ticket or something. The Mike Rogers Show. Yes, tune in. We're going to have our year-end top five countdown. It's going to be way cool, and you can hear more good songs just like this.
Hitch a ride on my makeup. I consider it another man's problem. Yeah, head on wide. Strike gold on my eyelids. Got a sister knows nothing but violence. Yeah.
Album that snuck past me last year, that was the new king of country music, Orville Peck, with Buffalo Run. A new EP from Orville called Show Pony was just unleashed, featuring an impressive collaboration with the queen of modern country, Shania Twain. And now, folks, it's time for me to gripe, complain, and yes, get woked. It's another edition of A Bastard Soapbox. It's the phrase that makes me give the biggest eye roll to those complaining on their high horses. Think of the children! Every time something comes along that ruffles the hairs of certain idiots in power, they use that phrase to push their agenda. Video games are becoming more violent, so we should ban them. Think of the children! Musicians are using too many bad words and innuendos, so we should censor them. Think of the children! The internet is filled with too much pornography, so we should block it all from being viewed. Think of the children! And every time these so-called special interest groups attempt to thwart any form of media, it winds up biting them in the ass. The biggest selling video game of all time right now is the violent Grand Theft Auto V. More music with parental advisory stickers on them get sold than those that aren't. And porn sites are even stepping in to teach people about having healthy sex lives while legit government-funded sex education gets kicked to the curb in favor of the already proven to never work whatsoever abstinence-only seminars. So I find it incredibly ironic that with something that's legit as deadly as the coronavirus going around, that those special interest groups are silent. When something that this catastrophic is going around, where every scientist is saying to stay the fuck home or stay 6 feet apart from strangers, there's no voice in these groups that's telling people to think of the children. Instead, they're all going, "Yeah, they'll be fine. Kids won't get it as bad as adults. Only some will die from it. It's a risk we can take." No. No, to all that bullshit. A risk we can take? No. You're not the ones risking your lives. You're sitting on your comfortable thrones as your prep school children are learning safely behind a computer. And you think that just because we don't have the same kind of cash floating around, that we just follow along to your poorly prepared guidelines? I have friends in the school system that are fucking terrified of going back. And the same goes for those with their own kids to take care of. And they're right to feel horrified at the idea of coming back before a vaccine for coronavirus is made. Did you see what happened in Georgia? At Notre Dame? At UNC Chapel Hill? It's a goddamn shit show of monstrously bad proportions! And the ones who are pushing for kids to go back to school are the same ones who are claiming to protect them from so-called harmful material, like violent video games and bad words and nudie flicks. Those that have cried out the phrase, "Think of the children," have never once truly thought of the children. All they care about is trying to wipe away something that they don't like because it gives a megaphone to the oppressed. Censoring music was always about oppression. Censoring video games was always about oppression. Censoring porn was always about oppression. Censorship has always been about keeping the voiceless down and the fat wallets of the privileged full. And this moment in our lives is doing a damn good job of showing just that. Video games are harmful. Think of the children. The new Cardi B song will corrupt kids' minds. Think of the children. There are two same-sex characters kissing in this family show, thereby pushing a bad agenda on our youth. Think of the children. There's a deadly virus going around that has the potential of harming and killing not just kids, but also the rest of their family. Fuck the children. This is hypocrisy at its worst. These special interest groups do everything they can to block kids from experiencing harmless entertainment, but they won't lift a finger when kids' health are actually in dire straits. So the next time these groups try to push something asinine onto us, and they utter the words, "Think of the children," look at them dead in the eye and simply tell them to fuck off. You've never once thought of the children. You've only thought of yourselves. And that was this week's A Bastard Soapbox. If you have any suggestions for topics for A Bastard Soapbox, write to us at thebastards@bostonbashbrigade.com or reach out to us at our respective social media handles. And you can even contact us via the No Borders No Race section of Wicked Anime's Discord if that's easier for you. Also, disclaimer, these are the opinions of me, not anyone else from Boston Bass Brigade or the Electric Sisterhood or Wicked Anime, Nerdy Trail, blah, 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 blah. Right then, let's go back to some music. Let me calm down for a little bit. Or actually, this might not be a good idea for a song for me to play next, because the ladies of Sleeve Sisters have been kicking ass for over 3 decades, and last year saw the release of their greatest hits compilation, simply named Collection. Here's a song that you wish you could mosh to during this time of social distancing called Dead or Alive.
everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
Forth with Sunnyside from their wonderful record, Jack in the Box. Last week, the band unleashed a brand new single called The Light, which is a collaboration done with Toshiki Iwama of the band Son of a Gun. Up next, we have a band called Baby Shakes, and I used to play these gals on my college radio show back in the day, and it took our buddy Mike Rogers to bring them back into my memory bank. From their 2015 album Starry Eyes, this is Summer Sun.
Inferno, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great. I Think This Is Great! Exclamation point with Clay Inferno is the full name of the show. And it's an interview podcast about people doing and being their best. We talk about doing compassionate work, making books, working on teams, getting over hurdles, doing great things, even when the chips are down and you just, frankly, don't want to do anything. It's a little bit of a tech podcast, but mostly this is a interview show where I talk to some of the most fascinating people that have come into my life, and hopefully I get to meet some new friends along the way. So welcome, and please let me know what you think of I Think This Is Great with Clay Inferno by joining the conversation on social media with the hashtag ITTIGpod, or you can reach out to me directly at CLAYNFERNO, Clay Inferno. There is no I in that Inferno, at Clay Inferno, clayinferno.com. But you are here at ithinkthisisgreat.com. So do me a favor, once the show launches, please go on to iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts and leave me a rating, and please spread the word. I want people to know about the show and the amazing people that I have on it. So we will see you on the internet.
This is LJ, and I Think This Is Great.
Hey, this is Luke O'Neill, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great.
I think Jared Business Is Great, and I think you're listening to Clay Fernal. Wait, that was backwards.
I'm going to use that one.
I know who don't.
A classic from city pop legend Eiichi Otake, that was Waga Kokoro no Pinball from A Long Vacation, an album that many people in Japan would say is the greatest piece of pop music made in their history. It's definitely up there in my book, in my opinion, probably right beside Cornelius's Phantasma. How much has the world changed over the last century? It's something of a question that's asked in Seth Rogen's film An American Pickle. Written by Simon Rich, who also created the brilliant series Man Seeking Woman, the film has Seth Rogen playing two roles. Herschel Greenbaum, a man who finds himself waking from a pickle barrel 100 years later, and his great-grandson Ben, who is trying to start a new business. Ben has a shaky viewpoint when it comes to the matters of his family, as his parents died in a car crash. Herschel, trying to wake him up out of his funk, attempts to push Ben to present his new app to get his life going. But a run-in with the law, no thanks to Herschel's antics, puts Ben on the blacklist. Angry at Herschel, Ben kicks him out, leaving him to fend for himself. Herschel comes up with a plan to sell his own brand of pickles, which somehow makes him a sensation with hipsters and youth. But due to Ben's sabotaging mannerisms, he finds that it's hard to be a good seller when one is filled with controversial ideas. What I love about An American Pickle is its mixture of absurd comedy and some surprisingly deep drama. It gets very funny when it wants to, especially when Herschel speaks his mind via Twitter or his unequivocal love of seltzer water. But when it comes to the matters of family, the movie does an upstanding job with demonstrating the power of both family togetherness and, to a point, the power of one's faith. Unlike some of those, like, really bad Christian dramas that are out there, the concept of refinding one's faith is showcased not by a jamming of beliefs down one's throat, but by a natural progression. And I appreciate films that do this, as many movies do a very awful job when it comes to faith-based stuff. I have to also say that Seth Rogen does a fantastic job as both Herschel and Ben. At first, you can easily see Seth and Herschel, but when Ben comes into the picture, the Rogen-ness of Herschel vanishes, and he feels like a totally different character. He's funny when he wants to be funny, and touching when the mood calls for it. There are parts that dive too deep into the fantastical, especially when it comes to how Herschel survived 100 years of being pickled, but that element is just there to make people laugh. An American Pickle is one of Seth Rogen's strongest movies, both from a comedic and dramatic perspective. At just under 90 minutes, it tells a complete story that will have your attention all throughout the film. It may not be Pineapple Express or This Is the End, but the movie is both wonderfully entertaining and sincerely moving. You can watch An American Pickle right now on HBO Max. I highly recommend it. The Cherry Cokes were supposed to sail the seven seas with Floggin' Molly on their annual cruise this year, but unfortunately, like everything else, I don't really need to say the last three words because you know what has happened to everything in 2020. Let's sigh. But here's a song from last year's excellent Old Fox to pick us right back up. It's called Social Network Slave.
ストレス抱えて吐き出すのはいいけど説教ハラスメントいじめた立ち代わりな スト
ああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああああ
手がガタガタコリコリ回したごたごが腕だら汚れ切ったてめえの美学ならよそでやってくれねえか。一寸先はよ魅力にそんな綺麗なもんじゃねえ。一切が最初らくせえ、
一切が最初らくせえ、
なんだつんだめんどくせえ、
なんだつんだめんどくせえ、
こっちとる感情殺して吐く意縛ってんだ。 I know you would say or you why try to cry
Do you remember the old school video games you grew up with? Curious about gaming history that's all but forgotten? Do you just like the sound of my voice? Hey, David here, and I host and produce the show ArcCast, which is short for Another Retro Gaming Podcast. Come join me every week for fun discussions with a variety of guests and friends within the gaming industry discussing the retro titles we all love. We also tackle retro gaming related news, play the game show Random Select, and do game giveaways. So give us a listen at retrozap.com/ArcCast or on any major podcast platform like iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play Music, and more. Thanks for listening, and keep it retro.
Down.
brand new single from Nitrous M1 that was Lock and Key. The trio's debut album, Dreams and Devastations, is due to hit stores on September 25th, which was recorded at Foo Fighters Studio 606. The record is a concept album about a planetary battle for human souls to break free from oppression. Something that is very much in common with the state of the world at this moment. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos from the Boston Bash Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbashbrigade.com. Like us on facebook.com/BostonBashBrigade and follow us on b3crew.tumblr.com. And you can follow me, Your King Baby Duck, on Twitter, the J-pop, video games, anime, amino pages, Instagram, and Twitch at KingBabyDuckESH. Don't forget to give some love to our friends at Black Compat, which you can find at blackcompat.com, twitch.tv/blackcompat, and youtube.com/blackcompat. Promotional consideration provided for this week's tracks from Anton Barbeau and Nitrous M1, made possible by Shameless Promotion PR. And a very special thank you to A Shoreline Dream for their contribution to Shameless Tuesdays. Big shout out to Mike Rogers for sending down Sakaron Dunsen, Slee Sisters, and Baby Shakes for us to play too. Love finding out about more info on great Japanese underground rock and roll. On the next episode of Wicked Entertaining, how terrible is Muppets now? Is Fall Guys a blast? What went wrong with the Scott Pilgrim movie? And what's in the box? Find out on the next episode of Wicked Anime this Thursday on the Nerdy Show site and wherever podcasts get their podcast on. We're going to end the show with a new song from My First Story, whom some of you may recognize from their contributions to Golden Kamuy and Kengan Ashura. They just released a new album called V, and from that album is 1 Million Times. And until next time, this is your King Doobie Duck, reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps.
¡Vale!
guys, this is your King Baby Duck Evan Borgo from the Electric Sisterhood and your host for the No Borders, No Race podcast. Each episode, we play the best, brightest, and hottest acts from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. Every song spun is but a mere taste of what you can expect of the artists heard, so if you truly loved what hit your eardrums, please be sure to support these musicians and buy their albums, EPs, and singles. Places like Amazon.com, CD Japan, Yes Asia, Bandcamp, iTunes, and even your local record store are great places to plop down some sweet moolah to let those artists know that they're doing a heck of a good job with their melodies. The more an artist gets support from listeners, the better the chance that they'll come to a venue nearest you to play the sounds that won your heart. This message is brought to you by the Boston Bastard Brigade, reminding you all to support your local, national, and international artists any way you can.